Are you looking for ways to develop and grow your fitness brand? Do you want to learn from the top fitness professionals in the industry? Ready to build a business without limits? Then you're in the right place. Welcome to the EntreFit Podcast. And here's your host, Sean Garner.
What's up, guys? Sean Garner here, and welcome to another episode of the EntreFit Podcast, where we are all about helping fitness professionals grow and develop their fitness brand so they can build a business without limits. Now, today's guest has done exactly that. Miss Alexia Clark has grown her social media account on Instagram to over 1 million followers and has created a very successful online fitness platform at alexia-clark.com. And today what she's going to do is share some best practices and her journey along the fitness industry and how she created this amazing brand. So let's bring on Miss Alexia Clark. So Alexia Clark, thank you so much for coming on the EntreFit Podcast.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
So I met Alexia, it's probably about 3 years ago at a fitness conference we were both at called Activate. She was actually there with, it was at the Face of Reebok. Was that when you were there?
Yeah, I believe. Yeah, I guess that was the first year that I was there.
And got to meet her. Awesome, awesome girl. And I knew she was special when I met her, but had no idea. And I don't even know if you did kind of what everything was kind of going to transition and become. So for the lovely people out there that may not know who you are, tell us a little bit of background on yourself and kind of how you got started and what you're doing now.
Yeah, I mean, so right now what I do is, you know, I guess I'm known for being on Instagram and for being, you know, quote unquote, the queen of workouts. I basically post like all the workout content that I do. I post all of that, but what my I guess business is I provide a online subscription that people can sign up for, and they get different and unique workouts every single day for all levels. There's all modifications for all levels. So that's pretty much what I do right now. About 7 years ago, I was certified. That's when I got certified to be a personal trainer. Instagram wasn't even out yet. I had no intentions of ever taking this like really, really big or anything like that. I just loved training. It was my passion. Right before I got certified, I was actually in marketing. I worked in an office, and I was graduated from ASU with a degree in communications. And I just always kind of thought that that was going to be what I did. But I always had a passion for helping others. And when, you know, I was always into sports when I was younger. And when I graduated high school, I was not even close to being good enough to be on any team. I mean, I went to a school where my graduating senior class was 30 people. So there wasn't a lot of, you know, pretty much anybody who tried out for the team made the team. So there wasn't really any, you know, way to really, I don't know, play in any sport in college. So that's when I kind of got into going to the gym, and that really just sparked an interest in me. And I got really passionate about, you know, the body and how it works, and not only just like the physical part of it, but a lot of the mindful part of it. Because when people would start asking me, like, especially my friends, you know, and family started asking me first if they could come work out with me, because, you know, I would just really see other people working out that were a lot more experienced than I was. And it just, I was just like a sponge. I absorbed everything people did, the way that they did it. I would go home and research like that exercise. Why were they doing that? What did it do? And so when people started asking me to help them and I would help them, their attitude just totally changed too, not even towards fitness, but just overall. And I thought that was really cool. And, you know, that's what really made me be like, wow, I want to do this, you know, for my job, because I love the difference it makes in people's lives. So that's why I became a personal trainer. And I did that, you know, forever. Really, really, really loved it. And I always wanted to help as many people as I could. And I always thought, you know, one day I want to like do some, like start a fundraiser or start some sort of like nonprofit. And that was really, you know, my goal, was to help as many people as I could. And, you know, Instagram started, you know, getting to be, you know, the next thing after Facebook. I didn't even post workouts on Facebook. And I never really wanted to be the person that posted about myself, you know, on my Instagram. I'm a very like, I'm not a very, you know, out there person where I like to post a lot of pictures of myself. And so when I started posting workout videos, I was like, I don't know about this. Like, but you know, my friends and family were asking for workouts, and I thought this would be one of the easiest ways to do it, was to post, you know, content on social media, and they could just do it. And then when it started getting shared more and more and more, it just took this like snowball effect. And I was just like in shock that, like, you know, I was just literally posting what I love to do so I could help my friends and family. But then it started helping people that I didn't even know, and it was growing so fast. And I mean, I guess that's like the Cliff Notes version of everything.
Yeah, no. So when did you kind of know, like, holy crap, this is kind of working? And when did you kind of start to see that snowball effect take place?
I mean, when I started posting workout videos on Instagram, I probably had, I don't know, maybe 2,000 followers, maybe. It was not that many, but I think even when I hit 10,000, I was just like, is this real? Like, is this really happening? Like, 10,000 people want to know, you know, what I think about fitness and, you know, the workouts that I do. And I guess that's really when it kind of shocked me. And I never even had the intention of ever hitting like 20, 30, 50, 100, you know, 500,000, and definitely not a million. Like, I never, you know, ever thought that that was going to happen. And it was, you know, to be honest, it was never about like, oh, I'm going to get, like, I want to get this many followers, I want to get that many followers. Like, it was never about that. It was more about like, you know, how can I help more people? What can I do to make this easier for people to understand? And that was really what my focus was. It was never about, you know, getting as many people as I can or anything like that. And I kind of think that that's, you know, the number one thing that we forget is always stick to your passion. And I think when we first start out, we always do that. We always say, I really love doing this and I want to share it. But we get so caught up in, you know, the looks of the number on our Instagram page or how many likes we're getting, how many comments. And we think that that's really important. So then we start thinking, well, how am I going to get more comments? How am I going to get more likes? I need to get my followers up. And then we start forgetting why we even started. And I think the number one thing to do is always just go back to your root of what your passion is, because your passion is going to shine through anything that you do. And it, people will see that and they'll be like, wow, this person really knows and they really love what they're talking about, and they'll listen. And you'll find that right audience instead of, you know, trying to find an audience that you can grow. Instead of looking for, you know, where those numbers are in people, you know, you can do that, but you won't be happy doing that, because it's not going to be what you're passionate about. It's going to be what you're trying to do for the numbers. And, you know, same with money. I just spoke to actually a high school not that long ago, and it was about, you know, how do you know what to do when you, you know, get out of school and everything? And I mean, to be honest, I didn't know that I was going to be doing any of this Instagram stuff until I was 26. So, you know, I would have not known. And that's the thing, like, there's things that are going to be coming out in a year that nobody would have no idea was even coming. And I think instead of looking at, you know, what kind of job is going to make me the most money, or what kind of job is going to, you know, be, sorry, my dog is biting me right now. what kind of job is going to get me the most money and, you know, be the most flashy? Like, you know, we can, if we go for that, you know, I mean, it's really what makes you the happiest and what's the most important. But when the amount of hours that you're awake in a day is going to be the majority of what you do. And if you're like doing a job and your career is something that you don't like and it makes a lot of money, you're not going to be happy. And that's going to overflow into your family. It's going to overflow into your relationships with your friends and, you know, your health, especially. But if you're doing something that you like, whether you're making a ton of money at it or not, you're going to have that happiness, you know, with your family and your health, and you're going to overall be, you know, more successful in life in general.
Absolutely. And I love what you just said, because I think that it is really easy, especially in the fitness industry. And I'm sure it's like this with everybody on social media, to kind of get lost in those numbers, whether it's 100, 1,000, 100,000 or a million people that you have as your followers. Right. Like, I think that we often sometimes just think of that as numbers, but each one of those numbers represents a real human life that has decided to follow you because they do feel that you add value to them. And so we sometimes get so lost and consumed with the number that's on that page that we forget that each one of those numbers represents a real human life.
Right, exactly. And you can even see that, you know, going into, you know, an like a doctor's office or something, you can tell the doctors that are actually, you know, really care about the patient, and they give their time, you know, and their thought into everything that they're doing in their life, versus the doctor that's trying to just run through as many patients as they can.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. For sure. So now tell me this, and I'm trying to say the nicest way about saying this. So, you know, I love you, but why do you think that it worked so well for you? Like, what was the thing that you did? Because there's lots of people on Instagram, right? But what made what you did so unique? Because I noticed there's several things about you that you do, especially as far as like your consistency, how everything, like you are, in my opinion, like perfect example of a TV show. Like, you know exactly what you're getting when you turn to, you know, at Alexia Clark. Like, you know what the show is going to be and everything. And so for sure, I definitely think that that helped you. But do you think was this a timing thing? Was it like perfect storm? Or like, talk us a little bit about the stuff that we don't see, because we know that not everything makes it to the gram. So like, what are some of the things that were going on behind the scenes that you were doing to help yourself out, to put yourself in a position to be successful?
You know, I mean, like you said, consistency, I think, is, you know, key. I mean, and consistency, find what you're good at, find what you love, and then be consistent at it. I mean, a lot of people, they see my Instagram and think, wow, this girl works out all day, every day. But I do exercise every day, but it's definitely not all day. A lot of the rest of my time is spent behind the scenes of emailing everybody that emails me, trying to answer all my DMs, which is, you know, I think that's almost impossible. But, you know, I definitely answer every single email that comes into me. It gets answered. And I think that, you know, goes along with the passion part of it. Like, I'm very, very passionate about helping others. So answering every single person's email with their question is important to me. I wouldn't be happy if I went to bed at night not knowing that, you know, everybody's question got answered. Like, I don't want to be that person that just brushes somebody off because, you know, I'm like, well, I wanted to get my workout in instead, you know. And, you know, like you said, it's like the TV show, like, you know, what you see is what you get, or you know exactly what you're going to get when you go to Alexia's page, is, you know, because I'm going to give you exactly what I do in a day. And it's not going to be anything that's fake, trying to get followers or trying to put a code out to, like, you know, just sell something. It's what I put out is what I believe in 100%. And I care about my followers like so much that I don't want to just give them something or promote something that I don't believe in myself.
That's incredible, because I think we all know that doesn't really happen too much, especially that's why a lot of people grow a huge Instagram account or large social media account, is so they can, you know, get those big brand deals and find ways to monetize it and make money off of it. That's one thing that definitely do respect about you tremendously, is you can tell that you are answering everybody out in the comments, and you really do care and are passionate about your community, because you do have a very large following and you don't see like spammy advertisements and stuff like that on your account.
Right. And, you know, I think that a lot of people, you know, look at, oh, Instagram influencers have a really easy job. They just, you know, sit on their phones all day, you know, and do whatever they want. And I'm sure that, you know, some Instagram accounts have like a very, you know, whatever type of a, you know, job or like the job that people think it is. But, you know, it is very much a 24/7 job. Like you can't, like you don't have like the 5 days a week, 8 hours a day. Instagram runs 7 days a week, you know, and it's worldwide. So it's all day long. People are on Instagram all over the world asking different types of questions. And I get emails in that are in different languages. So those have to be translated as well. So, you know, it's a very demanding job. And I think that, you know, when you look at somebody's page, everybody posts the best things of their life. Nobody's going to post the bad parts of their life. So when we see somebody's Instagram page, we're like, oh my goodness, I want to be this person. Their life is absolutely amazing. Look at where they are. They're traveling all over the place. But nobody, you know, knows the behind the scenes of it, where it's like, you know, it is a lot of work too.
Yeah, there's a quote
that... Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, there's this quote from this leader that I really like. He said, on social media especially, everybody likes to compare, or the big issue with it is people compare their behind the scenes to everyone else's highlight reels. So it's really easy. Like, you know your dirty laundry, and when you're looking at everybody else's, you know, perfectly plated meals on Instagram, and oh my God, they look great in that outfit, and you're sitting at home in sweatpants, it can cause a lot of, you know, self-worth issues, because you do just look at everybody else and their, you know, quote unquote perfect lives that they're living there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So now, like you said, I've known you for several years now. Your account wasn't always what you are doing now, as far as, I guess, the consistency. What are some of the mistakes that you made in the beginning? And when did you kind of, I guess, you know, find your way of where, like, okay, this seems to be working for me, this exact type of content? Were there any mistakes that you made on the beginning of this journey?
When I look back at it, like, I wouldn't really change anything that I did, because, you know, I stuck with what I did, and it was, Instagram was 15-second videos when I started posting videos. And so that's what I would do, is I'd just post one exercise, because that's all that I could fit in a 15-second video. And I would post, you know, an exercise for my workout that I really liked, that I wanted to share, you know, with my friends and my family. And so, that's where, you know, I started, and that's what it's been ever since, is I share a workout or an exercise, actually, you know, a couple exercises, you know, every single day. You know, I started doing a little bit more with like outfits and stuff, just because every single person asks me where all my outfits are from. And so it's just easier to do a post and tag all the brands in it. I don't get paid for it. I just do it because that's what people are asking me for. And I'm not, you know, looking to nickel and dime everything, like I said, but I mean, people ask me for outfits. So, you know, I try to give people, you know, listen to what they want too. And I think that's really important, is, you know, to listen to your followers, you know, and it's because it's not just a number, like you said before, it's actually a human, you know, and they are following you, and they have opinions too. And, you know, it's important to read through your comments and read through your DMs and, you know, really listen to your following, because they're the ones that are going to, you know, determine whether you grow or not, because it's based on what they share with their friends.
That's, again, another good tip here for people that are listening. So that's also very impressive to me, that these clothing companies aren't paying, or that you're just doing it just to really add value to your fans. So again, that's incredible. So when you're growing this account, Alexia, when did you kind of decide, like, hey, this has the opportunity to be a lot more than me just sharing some workouts with friends and family and some people on there? When did you decide to kind of start going to, like, hey, I think I could make a business out of this, and I could start doing online training? Because it was you had a pretty large following before you even decided to do that. Is that correct?
You know, I think it was like maybe 10,000. I don't even remember. Like, I don't even, like, that's the thing. Like, I've never kept track, you know, of that. But you know, I think what was happening is I still, you know, I still had clients that I would go into a facility and train. And I would have some people reach out to me and say like, hey, you know, I live in, you know, wherever, do you have an online program? So I would write, custom programs for people, for, you know, online clients. And then, I actually, you know, now I just think of it, before Instagram came out with their stories and they only had the 15-second videos that you could post, I would just post, you know, a video of each exercise I did in my workout. So you could go on Snapchat, watch my Snapchat story, and it would be like a few seconds of all the exercises that I did in my workout. And so people would say like, oh, can you send me this workout? Can you write the reps on it? Can you do that stuff? Which is what I do on my Instagram story now. And so, you know, everybody started asking me, you know, can you send me this workout? Can you send me this workout? And so that's when I was like, I mean, I guess what I'll just do is, you know, I'll put on my website, you can get these workouts for $1 a day. And that's what I did. And so that's kind of what it's turned into, but it's not, the workouts that are on my subscription are not my, my workouts on my story. They're completely different, exclusive workouts that have never been seen. They're combinations that have never been posted. There's challenges every single week that have never been shown or anything like that. So, you know, that's kind of just how I started, because I was like, man, like I want to take on all these clients, but, and help all these people, but I don't have the time to send out all these emails of what my workout is, you know, and train the clients in the gym. And so I was like, well, I'll just make it reasonable. $1 a day seems pretty reasonable for somebody to get a workout. And that's what I did.
And that, another thing to your credit, your creativity, you talked about, it's a different workout from Instagram than what's on your website. Everything you do is extremely creative. And it's so funny. I saw somebody the other day at the gym working out, and they were doing something, and I was like, hey, that's really creative. And they had their phone propped up, and they were actually doing workouts off your website. And I was like, hey, I know that girl. Like, oh my God, I love Alexia. She's like, I'm part of the Queen team. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. So
that's really funny.
So tell me this, you talked about this a little bit. Walk us through and tell us some things that you personally look for when you are looking to work with a brand, because I'm assuming there are at least some brand deals that you have had in the past. And so what's kind of your vetting process whenever you're looking through that? You talked a little bit about, it's gotta be something you believe in. Is there more that digging like to the due diligence of the companies that you work with, or talk to us a little bit about that?
You know, I don't have any brand deals. I don't. I've never had really a brand deal. You know, I did Reebok sent me clothes for a while, and I do some videos for them, but I've never had a brand deal. And I just, you know, I think it has a lot to do with, I'm so much more loyal to my followers than a brand, because, you know, I want my follower, if a follower writes me in and they say, you know, I have, you know, I don't know, like ankle issues and I'm a runner or something like that, like what's a great shoe for me to wear, you know, for running versus whatever, you know, if somebody has a question, like, I don't want to be in a contract to where I have to tell them a certain brand to wear. Like, I want to give them the real advice that I would give them, you know?
That's amazing.
So I've never had a brand deal. I've never done any paid posts or anything like that. And I just haven't done any of that.
Well, that again is very, I guess, shocking and impressive, because especially somebody that has a large following like you, you would think that that would be all they're going after. But again, going back to sticking to your passion and being extremely loyal to your fans, you're definitely a woman of your word in that. So you talked about this a little bit earlier about people not understanding and knowing some of the behind the scenes. I think often people look at somebody like yourself or somebody that's, you know, quote unquote, made it in whatever their industry or field is, and they say, I want that. But they don't know, they want the end result, but they don't want what it took to get there. So talk to me a little bit, like, there's got to be some crazy people out there. A day in the life, and just also some of the true work and the pressures that come with, if any, coming with having a big account. Like it, you talked a little bit about some pressures you put on yourself, but talk to us a little bit about like the real side of having, you know, over a million followers asking you questions.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I wake up at about 4 o'clock every single morning. And the first thing I do is go and check my email, check my DMs, because when I was sleeping, people around the world were writing me messages. And so I go through those. You know, I get, you know, if I didn't do it the night before, I get my posts ready for, you know, that day to get them out and everything. I do everything, you know, myself for my Instagram, because, you know, like I said, it's very important to me to be the one that does it. I don't have people running my pages. So I do all of that. But I go to the gym then and I work out. And while I'm there, that's when I film my content, while I'm getting my workout in. So I'm kind of killing two birds with one stone instead of having to work out and then go back and film again. But so I do that. And then after I work out, I, you know, usually come home. I, you know, play with my dogs. I do all that. Spend some time with them because they're all crazy. And I do, you know, a lot of the afternoon is computer work. It's programming for the website, programming workouts for the website. It's different types of phone calls and meetings, because I still, you know, even though I don't have any brand deals right now, I still have a lot of brands that reach out to me. And so I always want to, you know, hear them out and hear what they have to say. So it's a lot of phone calls, a lot of meetings, you know, different things like that. And, you know, again, throughout the day, I'm always checking my Instagram, checking the DMs, checking my Facebook. And then, you know, like on Mondays, I feature, you know, people who have tagged me on their stories doing my workout. So I go through, I post all of them on my Instagram story, tag them in it. That takes a lot of time to do.
Sure.
And then I go through like different progress that people have made, and every Wednesday I feature them. So I talk to them, I, you know, ask them questions about their story and I get to know them. And then every Wednesday I talk about them, tell my followers their story, because, you know, these people have amazing stories and everybody's different. Everybody comes from different, you know, backgrounds. And so, you know, everyone relates in a different way. So I share their story on Wednesdays and, you know, everything like that. And my weekends don't differ from my weekdays at all. It's funny because I'll tell, you know, my friend, like, oh, it's the weekend, I'm excited. And they're just like, your day is the exact same on Saturday and Sunday as it is on Friday or Monday or Wednesday. They're all the same. I'm like, I know. It's just, I guess it's just the thought of that it's the weekend is nice. But, you know, that's different. And then, you know, also having, like, you know, a lot of followers, you don't think about like being outside and, you know, being out in the real world, like, and people seeing you. You don't think about that at all. Like, I remember one time I was actually getting a pedicure, which was really nice. And I was like falling asleep in the chair. And then, you know, somebody comes up and they're like, oh, I follow you on Instagram, I do your workouts. And you're just like caught off guard because you're half asleep. And, you know, you don't think about those things at all. And, you know, the scary side of it, which I know we don't ever like to think about, is, you know, the people that are not out to do, you know, the right thing, like, you know, stalkers and things like that. Luckily, you know, because of the type of content that I put out, I don't get negativity on my page, and I don't get a lot of negativity, like, from the outside world. But I have had a stalker situation, which is very scary, and you have to think about that. So, you know, being, you know, a public figure or, you know, whatever, you have to think about those things and you have to take extra precaution wherever you go too. And, you know, that's another thing. People look at pages and they just see the highlights and they don't think about those things, you know?
Yeah, absolutely not. I'm sure that was a very, very scary situation to be in.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, there's so many different, you know, that's just a small negative thing. It's the most, you know, amazing thing, which is, you know, I'm actually doing what I love, which is, you know, not, what I love is not like working out every day. That's like the cherry on top of it. Like, I love fitness, I love working out, which is fun, but my passion is helping people, which I've always wanted to do. I never knew how I was going to do it or in what way, whether it was going to be just like, you know, working with a fundraiser, you know, before Instagram was even out there. But, you know, now that I'm able to pair, you know, I love fitness. I love helping people. I'm able to do those things together. You know, that's so amazing. And I couldn't be happier. Like, I feel like, thank God every single day that I'm able to do this. And, you know, I also, going back to how I talked to that high school, you know, it is so important to stick with your passion. And, you know, a lot of people say like, well, I want to be a football player. And, you know, maybe we can't all be football players, but you can somehow be involved in the football industry. And, you know, maybe it's not actually being on the field, but you can do something like that. And you can really, really, really love it too. And I think that, you know, looking at all of those different avenues is important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that is awesome that you are living out your passion. Now, for those that are out there that this is their passion as well, and they are looking for ways themselves to grow on Instagram or on social media, do you have any best practices or top tips for growth and just engagement within their local communities that they're creating that you would kind of recommend to the fitness professionals out there that they could use to try and grow a little bit more on social media?
I would say, you know, listen to your followers, because they're the ones that are going to want to share your content with their friends. And that's where the snowball effect comes in. So, you know, listen to what your followers are asking you for, and, you know, learn how to give it to them without, you know, killing yourself too, because a lot of times people ask, you know, for a lot. So, but it's important to listen to your customer base.
Absolutely. I'm sure that, you've got a lot of voices talking to you. and so, it's so great that you are able to give them give the people what they're asking for, and changing a lot of lives. And it's awesome to see you living out your passion. So Alexia, for those that are out there that are wanting to get in contact with you, follow you, what's the best way for them to get in contact with you?
Want to find me on Instagram and they want to see a little bit of what I do on there, my Instagram handle is Alexia_Clark. And my website with all my information has all my social media links on there as well. It's www.alexia-clark.com.
Awesome. Alexia, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to share with the audience here what your passion is, so in turn they can develop and grow their fitness brand.
Well, thank you for having me. It's really fun being on here.
Thank you again so much, Alexia, for that incredible interview, guys. I love that stuff about sticking to your passion, listening to your followers, and finding what you love, then doing it consistently. So thank you so much for sharing that with us, Alexia. Guys, if this added value to you, please be sure to subscribe, share this with your friends so we can help change some lives and help others grow and develop their fitness brand. Now, if you are a fitness professional looking to grow and develop your fitness brand so you can have a business without limits, the EntreFit Mastermind may be for you. For more information on that, go to EntreFit.co and sign up today. Guys, thank you so much as always for listening, and have an awesome day.